Beach slowly removed the letter, a plain sheet of white paper with tight, single-spaced paragraphs produced by an old typewriter. He cleared his voice and read, "Dear Ricky, I can't believe I did it, but I pulled it off. Booking a gay cruise is something I never dreamed of doing. And you know what? It was exhilarating. I am so proud of myself. We have a cabin suite, $1,000 a night, and I can't wait. We'll have 3 days to ourselves. I say we don't leave the room." Beach couldn't help but smile, and he somehow managed to do so while shaking his head in disgust. He continued, "I am so excited about our little trip. I have finally decided to discover who I really am, and you've given me the courage to take the first step. Though we haven't met, Ricky, I can never thank you enough. Please write me back immediately and confirm. Take care, my Ricky. Love, Quince." "Let's bust him," Beach said. The others quickly agreed. "How much?" asked Yarber. "At least $100,000, said Spicer. "His family has owned banks for 2 generations. Quince can't afford to get booted from the family gravy train, so he'll pay whatever we demand. It's a perfect situation."